This is CKMS Radio Waterloo, 102.7 FM, and you are listening to From the Void with me, Christopher Sharon. Hello there, it's good to see you in the void again. So the last week or two, or three, I've been kind of taking it easy on the experimental knob, dialing it back a little bit. So as a miniature New Year's revolution, I decided right now, did I say revolution? I meant resolution, but I mean, it is a revolution, right? Just another spin around the sun. Anyway, we're gonna go a little weird tonight. Now, it's not too weird. We have a tribute of sorts. And some of this music is right from 2022. And if you follow my old show, Into the Void, I used to do a best of. And sometimes, at first, it was just the first week or two would be the best of the year. And then it became the month of January would just be dedicated to the best of the year before. And then one year, I got so obsessed with preparing for next year best of that I had amassed so many songs that I considered worthy that I couldn't play them all in a whole calendar year. I had more than 52 hours of unique best of songs from the year before. So I decided this time I'm not going to do that. If there's a song that's recent, I think it deserves to be displayed as the best of, I'll say it. But this one is one of those songs. This is by a band called St. Paul and the Broken Bones. This is actually two songs because they go together so well, and they're both kind of short. This is off his album, The Alien Coast, and the song is called 3000 AD Mass / Bermejo and the Devil. Happy New Year. It's good to see you in the void.
Lord, can you hear me up there in the sky? The fire, the brimstone, the fire, the brimstone. Now the neon lights with the green crosses. The fire.
Okay, so up next, we're going to go with a song by a band that's I've featured, I'm pretty sure, at least once before. I shouldn't say it's a band, it's a guy who goes by the name Tobacco. And this is off of his second last album. It's called Skids and Angels, and the song is called Sareve. Thank you. right, well, Tobacco is a little more well-known from a little band from Pittsburgh called Black Moth Super Rainbow. And these are one of these bands that's kind of got a whole bunch of genres slapped on them, which makes them perfect for this show, like indie-tronica, lo-fi, experimental, psychedelia, synth-pop, folk-tronica, industrial dance music, ambient techno. Their music is like a drizzle of warm acid rain with bizarre beats wrapped around these bubbles of loose strewn ground and peaks of clouds and organic oral concoctions. And just glistening above the trees. So, I hope that does it justice. And I hope they do you justice. This is a song called New Breeze off their album Panic Blooms.
Thank you.
happened to catch these guys opening for the Surf Rock Mystics, Man or Astroman, one time down in Buffalo. And these guys are another one of those bands that got those weird labels slapped all over them, like experimental, indie pop, Indietronica, psychedelic pop, Nintendo Core. That's a great one, eh? Nintendo Core. So this band's called The Octopus Project. They're from Austin, Texas. They've been around since 1999. And this is a song off of their album, The Pyramid. The album's called Fever Forms, and the song is called Pyramid Cosmos. Thank you. Now, a couple days before Christmas, I released my third album of December. And it seems like I was on a bit of a hot streak, and I still am. I got 3, 4, 5 more albums to release, hopefully in the near future. I've got enough to do lots of albums. Anyway, this album is a dark one. It's psychedelic, it's experimental. The song I'm going to play next is probably the most experimental song on the album. Maybe. And it represents a darkness that I was trying to get out of me. And I allow it to manifest in a tale of horror. Like absolute terrifying horror. I've had friends listen to this album and reach out to me to ask me if I'm okay. And I'm okay. When I wrote some of this stuff, I probably didn't feel okay. But that's how I process. I process through my music and my art. And I find it strange, but also tantalizing in this medium. Now, for whatever reason, musicians don't get a pass. When someone sings about something, they take it honestly. And I mean, and a lot of stuff I sing about is honest. I'm not saying it's not. I'm very a matter of fact with a lot of my lyrics and content. This album is not one of those. It's a storytelling. I take on a character that represented a feeling. And I do find it strange how someone can make horror movies or write books about horror. And I don't hear about people getting their, you know, they're not getting their, I don't know what I'm trying to say here. They're not out of, bent out of shape over people's feelings and sounds and expressions when it comes to the genre of horror. But when it's sung about, it does something different to people. Ask Marilyn Manson. You know, he's got some horrific music. I don't think he's near the horror show that he's painted himself as by singing about this stuff. Ask the band Cannibal Corpse, or I can name a few more, but it doesn't seem to happen a lot. A lot of bands don't get into it. Frank Zappa's got a couple of wonderful horror songs, but because his music is so broad and his audience is so accepting, no one kind of hangs those couple songs on him. But if he did a whole album of them, maybe they would. Don't really know what my point is. It's kind of a disclosure, I guess. Almost like a plead for forgiveness before you hear my song. This song is called A Ride in My Back Seat, off of my newest album, The Carnival Creep Show.
Yeah.
There we go. A mashed up, tape melted experiment. Some of the effects in that song I got the idea from when I was reading, I can't remember, I think it was an interview with a musician from back in the 90s there. He was listening to My Bloody Valentine. And there were all these rumors back then that weren't substantiated because of constant interviews and videos and internet Wikipedias. Where when you heard something crazy going on in a recording and you couldn't quite figure out what piece of equipment or what studio technique was used to make it, you know, these urban legends would sort of boil up from who knows where, from a coffee table somewhere where people smoke a weed, just throwing ideas out, and then they get repeated enough times it becomes lore. And one of them was that Kevin guy, the guy that is in charge of all that music there with the bullet for my Bloody Valentine. There was rumors that they were melting the tapes, doing weird shit in the studio like that. So I kind of wanted to, when I heard that, which is, it's nonsense. You wouldn't melt your tapes. Anyway, maybe for a couple things. I wanted to give it that kind of feel. Where it sounded like you're coming from the trunk of a car sometimes, or you're in the other room from the music, and it's just being chewed up in a tape player. Some sort of broken tape-eating devil device that you would never want to put your music inside of. So, you know. Anyway. Up next, we're going to go with something mandatory. Mandatory Mike Patton. This is an a cappella piece from his... one of his most bizarre offerings, his album called Adult Themes for Voice. And this song is called Man Alone in a Steam Bath. So there's this band that I'm not sure if they're considered experimental or not. They kind of stand out in their own field. I'm not sure who they're associated with or if they've played or done anything with anybody. If anything, it sounds like they'd be someone who might work with Mike Patton, which is probably why I'm playing it now. I'm sure if you look up on a Wikipedia, it's going to say noise rock. Experimental rock, psychedelic, shoegaze, I don't know, something like that. Musically, the music is kind of jazzy with a bit of a like a rock edge to it. Real classic Fender Stratocaster kind of tones. But this singer, her vocalist, Eugene Robinson, I don't know what's going on with this guy. He sounds special. There's something about this guy that's just off kilter. You wouldn't invite him to a party. You definitely wouldn't let him babysit your kids. He's a weird mofo. Either way, this is my introduction to Oxbow. The song is called A Cold, Well-Lit Place off of their album, The Thin Black Duke.
Oh,
This next band, I discovered them in a compilation album I got years and years ago. It's the album is called Dope Guns and Fucking in the Streets, 1988 to 1990. And the band is called The Boredoms, and the song is called Pukuri? I'm not sure. These guys were my introduction to what I thought punk rock was. I think if you talk to someone who's a punk rock fan, they're going to tell you this isn't punk rock, but it's definitely some sort of like post-noise, experimental, pop, avant, whatever label again. Experimental. Pukuri by The Boredoms.
Yeah!
likely my most favorite popular experimental band is probably the Flaming Lips. And they're not weird enough for tonight's show, as far as I'm concerned. But Wayne Coyne and Stephen Drozd, the guitar player, chief songwriter, musical genius of the Flaming Lips. About 10 years ago, they did a little side project, which could have easily just been called the Flaming Lips, because it's just the same two guys that write all the Flaming Lips music, doing music with a different name, the Electric Worms. And the album is called Musik die Schur zu Twerk. And the song is called Futuristic Hallucinations. And my only guess is that it was just, in their minds, too weird for the Flaming Lips logo. Or maybe the record label wanted nothing to do with it. Most likely Warner Brothers, I'm guessing, was like, no.
Thank you.
So I mentioned a bit of a tribute at some point tonight. You know, the cliche thing. And like I said before about stuff like this, I try not to lean into the ones that are big headline news. This is probably about as close as I'm going to get as far as big headline stuff, because you've probably heard about this. Maybe you didn't. But the drummer from the band Modest Mouse, Jeremiah Green, he passed away of cancer. Young guy, like 44, 45 years old. And Modest Mouse is a band that's, they've kind of had their peak, has come and gone, but they're still well within their stride. And they're influenced by great bands like Ecstasy, Pavement, Pixies, Talking Heads. But they never, they definitely have their own thing going on. They have this ugly, like out of tune, Trailer Park Mystic kind of vibe to them. It's like they've never gotten far away from their roots, and their roots are from some sort of rotted, broken, dead family tree somewhere that you don't want to know. So this is a song off of an album, I think it's like their third EP or something like that. It might have been before their debut album. It was called The Fruit That Ate Itself. And this song is called Dirty Fingernails. And this song has a bizarre nostalgic value to me. And I don't think it's a good thing about this. I don't know what I'm trying to say here. It's just, there's this unhealthy nostalgia about this feeling I get when I listen to this song. And it just makes me feel like there's bugs crawling on my skin. And I need to tune the guitar. Like, man, I need to tune this guy's guitar. But it's a good tune. I hope you enjoy it. And I might have time to play another song after this. At least I'll have time to say goodnight. But either way, Dirty Fingernails, Modest Mouse, from The Fruit That Ate Itself.
Dirty fingernails, dirty, dirty fingernails.
goodbye, Jeremy Green, who will forever be a part of the void. But as our void shrinks and shrivels and only tempts us with the inevitable, we get to go on our lives, and you have another 7 days before you can come back. Well, 6 days and 23 hours before you can peer into the void again and see what happens to escape occasionally. So I'll try and keep this one brief because I want to try and squeeze as much of the next song in as I can. The lead singer for Modest Mouse was in a long-term relationship with someone named Lisa Molinaro, who happens to be in a duo band called Talk Demonic, involving her and another multi-instrumentalist whose name escapes me. This is a song off of their album Mutiny Sunshine, and the song is called Eardrum Symphony, Love from the Void.